The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. Thanks so much for listening. We are broadcasting from Washington, D.C. today in the domain of our colleague Todd Zwillick, who will join us in just a moment to assure us that the government will not or will be shutting down when Congress finally gets past this Syria crisis and gets down to the business of the budget and the U.S. economy. We came to D.C. yesterday and sat down for a rare, very candid and freewheeling interview with Associate Justice of the Supreme Court, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. It was a remarkable moment. She was tough, smart, razor-sharp, sat with us for more than a half an hour to talk about the law, the court, the state of government in 2013. We will have that for you next week on the program. But first, while the diplomats work, the U.S. military seems to have pulled back from the brink in the Syria crisis. We wanted to get an assessment from the Pentagon side of all this. While U.S. and Russian officials speak about a possible diplomatic settlement, the United Nations makes another attempt to change the brutality in the longstanding Syrian civil war. Joining us now is Chief Pentagon Spokesman George Little. Welcome to the program, George.
Good to be here. Delighted.
Do you share in the notion that fear of a military strike changed the game diplomatically, or did the civilians kind of back into something here?
There is absolutely no question, John, that the credible threat of military force absolutely prompted this diplomatic process that's underway in Geneva right now. Without this threat of military force, it's highly unlikely that the Russians and the Syrians would have engaged in this process that we're seeing playing out right now.
Some weeks ago, your boss, Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel, said that the plans are ready, that the Pentagon was able to move at a moment's notice. Are you clear on what the plans were as we got to the brink and now we're back from it? And what's the Pentagon doing now?
We are an organization that constantly plans. We are postured at this very moment to act if we were to be directed to take military action by the President of the United States. We have assets in the region to include Navy ships in the Mediterranean and in the Red Sea, and of course we have other assets in that part of the world. We're obviously waiting for this diplomatic process to play out, but if we were ordered to go by the President of the United States, we would absolutely act, and we're ready.
Just because I can't resist, the President was asked extensively about this in his interviews with the news media and speaking to the American people. You can confirm the Pentagon does not do pinpricks?
I can assure you that this would not be a pinprick if we were to engage in military action. This would be a significant strike that would deter and degrade the Syrian regime's chemical weapons stockpiles.
All right, let me talk to you about something that a number of our listeners have noted and that we've attempted to get to the bottom of ourselves, that while there are no plans for boots on the ground in Syria, and the president has ruled that out, Secretary of State John Kerry has ruled that out, there are plenty of U.S. advisors, U.S. military personnel in an advisory capacity in the region, in Jordan, in Turkey, with the missile batteries at Incirlik. Are you absolutely assured that those personnel are safe if things could get out of hand in Syria?
We obviously take our force protection very seriously, and we do have military advisors in countries nearby, in Jordan and Turkey and in Israel. We have been conducting prudent military planning with our counterparts and allies in the region, and we will take every step necessary to protect them. We hope it doesn't spill over, of course, beyond Syria's borders.
But you have to be concerned that among the possible military counterstrikes or responses to any U.S. military action would be an attempt to get a hostage or get someone with a U.S. military uniform.
We're prepared for the full range of possible contingencies in the form of responses, and we stand ready to act if required.
Talking to George Little, the chief Pentagon spokesman. George, can you give us some clarity on what the state of arms transfer is to the Syrian opposition? Is the U.S. military involved in the logistics on that? Is that actually happening now? Have we upgraded the weapons that we're sending to the opposition?
The Defense Department is actually not in the lead. Other agencies in our government are leading the effort to step up our assistance to the moderate opposition in Syria. As you know, we have provided non-lethal support to the Syrian opposition for a long time, and we'll continue to do that. And the president has directed that there be additional assistance provided.
Now, you know, again, this is from our listeners, and I think it's a sentiment that is probably not something you've heard for the first time from me. But some folks, including veterans on our program, have suggested that there is a possibility that U.S. weapons would be in the hands of al-Qaeda jihadists in Syria, people who may have actually killed U.S. military personnel during the worst of the violence in Iraq in 2006. What efforts are being made to prevent that from happening, and is it a concern of the Secretary of Defense, Chuck Hagel?
It's a very fair question, and as you know, there is a patchwork of opposition groups inside Syria. We've been working very hard, primarily through the State Department, to identify what the moderate opposition groups are, to engage with them in a diplomatic process, and to vet them. We believe that we are bringing greater cohesion to the moderate opposition, and we understand who we can and cannot work with, and who we should and should not engage with. This is a very important question. We realize that it's complicated and complex, but we're tackling the problem, and we believe that we're making good progress.
I know you can't talk about chain of command stuff too much, George Little, but can you assure me or our veteran listeners that that decision is going to be made on the ground close to Syria and not in the White House or at the Pentagon, that someone, if they see a weapon getting into the hands of somebody who they would describe as a jihadist, that they could make the decision to prevent that from happening?
Well, I can't speculate on every hypothetical, John, as you can imagine, but our general view on all of this is that those kinds of tactical decisions are best left to commanders on the ground.
All right. George Little, thanks so much.
John, thank you very much. Been a pleasure.
George Little is the chief Pentagon spokesman. He spoke to us from his office in the Pentagon.